looking for a good time. Then you came to the right place, cause right now we about to get lit. Got something cooking in the pot, so you should grab a seat and take a shot, cause this vibe is about to
come from me in the kitchen. I'm serving the dish. They either hate it or they love it, but they know that I won't miss. Cuz who came through with the vocals, least to be with a hit. Shout out to Steel Magazine, let them know we the shit.
Disturbingly
Hello.
Oh my God, look at her. Look, she's sideways.
I gotta fix the front. I got a charger on right now.
What's going on?
What's up? I just came back to school and everything.
I know. I heard you went back to school. You got the hell away from us up here.
I'm back in the South.
Yeah. We even talk different.
I'll start saying y'all all the time now. When I come home, everyone's gonna be like, you definitely been in Virginia.
The music is definitely going to reflect it too.
Yeah, it probably make the country music even better.
you gotta eat grits.
I gotta get them down here, or Waffle House. I heard that's a good, maybe I'll get them there, or Cracker Barrel. I like this setup.
You like it? I got going on here. I look like a real podcaster, right?
Yeah, eventually I'll have a better setup. These are like little curtain lights and stuff, so maybe I'll put some batteries in.
You said maybe.
I got to find all these bags.
I haven't put on a shirt and anything because your sister wears a shirt. I'm merchant.
Yeah, Shannon actually has it. Shannon has it. She's representing.
Yeah. So what's up? You nervous, man? You got this new video coming out tonight.
I'm excited to show everyone it, because even, like, my roommates and everyone, like, from, like, down here, like, can't wait to see it. So, like, I was like, oh, like, I saw, like, a little sneak peek of it, and it came out so cool. I'm excited to see, like, everyone see it and everything.
It's going to be crazy looking at yourself, actually watching yourself and then watching everybody's reaction to it, whatever.
It's so weird. I'm like, I remember doing it in the moment, but then, like, I saw the snippets, and then there's, like, the little surprise of, like, the home video, that's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, it's so cool.
We're working on your behind the scenes footage too, because we got a lot of good stuff. You know, we were saying all types of crazy stuff that day when we were filming, so
we were talking about drones. Drones, random stuff.
So you've been working on new material, getting ready for your next project, right?
Mm-hmm. I started writing right now. We have like two that are pretty much like done. They just need to be like mixed a little bit more. And then Mark Bowers kept like, who played the guitar at the coffee house and everything. He kept like playing around with like some new beats and everything. So there's more on the way. Okay. But yeah.
What's up? So what, dang, it's only 7:46. We got time.
We got 14 minutes.
you can run the Waffle House, go get you some grits and come back.
Starts eating it at the end of
the life. Yo, hold on.
Ever tried grits. I feel like I have to. If I sing country music, I need to know what grits taste like.
But we have to clear this up. When you get grits, do not put, people will say put sugar in them. Do not do it. Don't listen to them. Don't put sugar in them.
So what, you just have them like the way that they are? Or like you have to...
Butter and salt, and maybe some cheese.
Oh,
sprinkle some cheese in that thing, and just.
I forgot you're the cooking expert.
Listen,
you should make something like that on your other thing. Make a recipe thing. I'll try to follow it.
I have shrimp and grits. I made shrimp and grits.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah. See, my plan. Listen, before you left the school, to go back to school, my plan was to have you, you know what I'm saying, come by so that I can make a dish for you. I told you I was going to make the stuffed peppers for you. That was the plan.
Oh, yeah. You have to make the stuffed peppers. I just started liking those.
Yeah. So when you come back, I got you. Gotta get you
on another show. We'll have a little cooking segment. It'll be like Rachel Ray.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what my other show is called. It's called Food by Food. So you'll come, I'll put you on there, and I'll feed you, and I'll ask you all of the toughest questions in the world, even crazier questions than you ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
That actually sounds fun, though. Plus, I get to eat, so you know what? Game on.
Exactly. So, what are you doing and anything leading up to? What are you going to school for?
Oh, so I'm going for like, this is a complete like side note stuff, but I'm going for like occupational therapy, and I think like I'm gonna mix in like music therapy with it, so I still do like music and stuff too. But yeah, okay. So I have that stuff, and then starting like tomorrow and everything, I'm like at JMU they have these things called like frogs, and it's like the first year like orientation kind of thing. So I'm gonna have a bunch of little Duke freshmen under my sleeve.
And then listen, don't tell them about the music and nothing. Don't even say nothing.
I was thinking about it. I was like, if we play those little games, like, should I be like, hey, like, I have an album called Lotus. But maybe I'll leave it till the end. I'll leave it till the end.
At the end. That's when they love it more. They're like, oh my gosh, she was here with us, and they, you know, nobody even said anything. She didn't even say anything. She's so regular.
I'll drop the bomb at the end. I'll be like, all right, guys, I'll see you soon. By the way, like, if you want to download Lotus on or whatever, they're gonna be like.
Did you see the cards? Did you see the cards?
Oh yeah, they came out so cool. Can't you like scan it and stuff, and then like all the links pop up?
And everything pops up. Yeah, exactly.
That's
so you got all your. So you got all your stuff down there. You got your microphone, and you got everything set up and ready to go for
Wait,
you.
Wait, ready? I'll bring it over. I have. Okay. Literally just carrying all this stuff. I gotta find the actual mic, but I have the little stand and everything. So this will be my little recording mic. And then I brought my guitar. So eventually, I will know how to play it again. But yeah.
She's ready. She's
I said ready. All my roommates, they were like, oh, we should start like a band or something. Like a little roommate band.
That might be cool.
Right? Do they play? It's called like the roommates.
Hey, listen. What are you doing here? What are you doing? That's hot.
Right? Wait, that was Amanda actually kind of genius. Roommates. I just thought of that. Yeah, the roommates. That would be a perfect, like, actually, that's a great name for, like, a band. It sounds, like, very, like.
Do they play instruments? Anybody else play instruments?
So my one roommate used to, like, play, like, the cello and stuff like that. But the rest of them kind of just, they just love singing, even if it doesn't sound.
Listen, if you have a band and a band member plays a cello, that's next level. That is like so next level. I've never seen that before, but that's so next level.
That would actually, imagine that, the cello and the guitar. That would be a duo. That would be different. We're trying to add some of the new songs and stuff we're making, like try to add like different sounds too. Like we met this one, we didn't meet him, we like called him and stuff, but this one person plays like the fiddle and everything, so we're trying to get like those kind of instruments on the new tracks, so it's more like like country music.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song on the whole on the Lotus project?
Honestly, I think it is Waves. That's why I love this music video. Yeah, just because like I think like lyrically and everything, that was probably like the easiest for me to write because it was so like, and like it also was probably the best that I wrote just because like it was like a story and stuff for like my family, like my grandpa and everything. So like, that one is always like in all my friends and everything, they always say the same thing. They're like, it's like even better because like some of them like knew him and stuff like that too. So they like, they all love that song. But yeah.
That's cool.
And my family too. We showed my grandma the other day, like a little sneak peek of the music video and everything. And her reaction to like see it was so cool because we had like, we're going to see the music video in a little bit. But there's a bunch of stuff in there that she like got to see and was like, wow, like, it was so cool that he had like an impact on people's lives like that. And like that was probably one of the coolest things like to see. So that's why I was like, okay, this has to premiere soon. Like everyone else has to see this. But yeah.
That's cool. So while you were doing the video, was there anything that happened in the video that kind of made you feel like he was right there? He was right there with you, your granddad.
I think the one, like, especially when I was standing on like the rocks at some points, like because we did like all different angles and everything. I think when we were like doing that and like we had the drone and everything, that kind of felt like super, like it was just really cool. Like it was so easy for me to just like dance on the rocks because like it was, and then. Also, when I started walking in, like, the water and everything, all of a sudden the waves started getting, like, really big. And mm-hmm. my family were always, like, super, like, just, like, superstitious about stuff like this. And, like, mm-hmm. my grandpa, like, we keep seeing feathers and stuff everywhere. And, like, when we were walking and stuff on the beach, a feather, like, smacked right into, like, my mom's, like, leg as soon as we got, like, to the beach. Mm-hmm. And now I'm finding them everywhere. Like, they're literally just hitting me. Like, I don't know. That's never happened before, but it happens all the time now. It's so weird.
Yeah. See, you woke granddad up. Granddad is like, hey, I'm still here.
He probably made the waves bigger because I had my back to the ocean. So he probably was like, hello. Did you learn anything?
this is your first video ever, your first music video you ever did.
It was so cool to do. Because, like, I feel like even when I was, like, little and everything, I used to always, like, pretend I was making music videos and stuff, like, in the car, like, you know, like, looking out the window. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to make a music video. And to, like, actually do one, I think that's why, like, I wasn't even really nervous about it. I was like, this is something I've done literally since I was really little. Even though no one was watching, there was no camera.
So, hold on. So, in that video, there's some kids in the beginning. I've seen the video. You know, I saw it. I had to sneak peek. So, in the beginning of the video, there's a little girl with your granddad. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me when I was really, when I was little and everything. And then as, like, the music video keeps, like, going on and everything, it's, like, my one, like, little cousin, like, Timmy's in it, my grandma's mm-hmm. in it, and then mm-hmm. Shannon's in it, too. But she's just, like, a little, like, a little toddler, like, trying to figure out how to walk in the sand. she wasn't that skilled yet with those. Yeah.
So how are your friends taking it, like, you doing music all of a sudden you got music that's actually out there for people to listen to? How are they handling it?
Honestly, I think it's honestly so cool because everyone always brings it up. Like, I'm always, like, not, like, looking around, like, oh yeah, like, I made music mm-hmm. and everything. Everyone's like, even when I came here, like, yesterday, everyone's like, oh, we should watch, like, our, like, interview. And, like, we started watching mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff, or, like, people be like, man, you start singing this. Like, it happens, like, all the time. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, and when I had, like, the coffee house thing, like, so many people came out and everything, like, mm-hmm. yeah, which that's is cool. And I like, too, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people tell me, like, they like the music and everything that I'm doing because it's, like, it's just, like, real, and I'm like, kind of humble about it and stuff, which, like, mm-hmm. that's something that, like, no matter what, through the whole thing, I feel like it makes it better.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You gotta stay humble. Always remember where you come from. Always stay grounded, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's easy for you, though. You know what I mean? You got a good support system. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people.
I know. I got you. I got Royal mm-hmm. Vision. I got all the mm-hmm. family. Friends.
Mm-hmm. She about to give me the Grammy speech right now. She about to give me the
So, I'm going to start with my thanks. First off, Rodney. You'll be the first one on the list.
You can put me last. I'm fine with last.
Best for last.
Yeah. Put me last. Yeah. So we got 4 minutes and everything to your video. We're going to tell everybody where to find you. Let them know your Instagram, how to find you first and foremost. They actually can see it right here. Stupid me. But they can find you on YouTube, Amanda Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
What else? They can find you on Twitter. You know what?
And TikTok. Just TikTok. I still have to work on, like, posting more videos and everything. But definitely TikTok is the same name as my Instagram name and everything. So
okay.
It's on TikTok.
All right. See, and guys, anybody who's watching right now, or, you know, or the people who can watch later on, you can go over to YouTube and anything. You can see this video that's coming out. Wave is her first video by Amanda's on Lotus Productions. Shop our Royal Vision. I was just some bystander and anything there, but you won't see me anyway. So I don't know why I just told you. So the special person is this one right here. That one right there. Her right there. Anything. That's her. So. You get to see her and anything and all of her 2-year-old glory. Anything.
Yeah, you get to watch me, you know, stand by the ocean. Happy place.
So, Amanda, Mayel, thank you for joining me and anything for, you know, a little quick conversation before the video comes on and anything. We don't want to hold the people up. We only got 3 whole minutes. So give them a chance to log off and go and log on over to YouTube or whatever like that. So
get ready for the video.
Exactly. So actually, if you go into her profile and then you click on the link in her profile and her bio, then it's going to take you right to her YouTube page. You can see, and her link tree is on her YouTube page. That's the easy way to get to it, so you don't have to type and look for anything. So just go on over to it, and anything, check out. Amanda, man, thank you, man. Lotus Productions, man, thank you. Everybody who surrounds themselves around you and anything to make sure that you are the special person that you are, keep you in line. Anything, don't make us have to come down to your school.
No, actually, you could come down though and visit. Roll Dukes. It is nice over here. You're right by the valley.
Hey, get the grits, man. Get the grits.
I gotta get the grits, but no sugar.
No sugar, butter and salt and cheese. Cheese. That's it. Cheddar cheese.
Maybe I'll wait till you make it for me or something like that instead. Because I feel like maybe it won't be the same experience.
Look at you. See? Now you're thinking. Now you're thinking.
We could add that to our little cooking segment thing.
I got you. So, alrighty. Well, we'll talk soon. Anything, all right? Get back to school work. Tell everybody and anything to check out the video. Everybody check out the video. I'm telling you on my end. Get out of here. Bye. Bye. Get out of here. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Bye, Robbie. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.